שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא הגישה ללימוד חוכמת הקבלה, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll continue from excerpt 13. As always, you can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We're reading selected excerpts on the topic of the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yeah, let's continue with these excerpts. And all the questions around it, you can also start asking because we're already, we've entered the method and now we can start adding to it additional things. Go ahead.
So excerpt 13, this is from Rabash, three lines. Before one is rewarded with emerging from self-love and doing everything in order to bestow, called Lishma, although he learns all these matters as they are only names without any clarification, meaning that he has no attainment in those things that he's learning, since he has no knowledge about the material of the upper roots, called the holy names, or Sfirot and Partzufim. We can learn the upper matters, called the wisdom of Kabbalah, only by way of Sgula, remedy, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator, because of the Kedusha of the matters that speak of the holy names. Conversely, in the revealed Torah, he must believe that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. It follows that these matters are more capable. When a person learns the upper matters in order for it to bring him closer to the Kedusha, it causes a nearing of the lights. This means that this learning will cause him to thereby be rewarded with aiming all his actions in order to bestow. This is called work in the manner of preparation, where he prepares himself to be worthy of entering the king's palace and to adhere to him.
Okay,
we'll read again, excerpt 13, this is from Rabash, three lines. Before one is rewarded with emerging from self-love and doing everything in order to bestow, called Lishma, although he learns all these matters as they are, they are only names without any clarification, meaning that he has no attainment in those things that he's learning, since he has no knowledge about the material of the upper roots, called the holy names, or Sfirot and Partzufim. We can learn the upper matters called the wisdom of Kabbalah only by way of Sgula, remedy, since they can bring a person desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator because of the Kedusha, holiness of the matters that speak of the holy names. Conversely, in the revealed Torah, he must believe that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. It follows that these matters are more capable. When a person learns the upper matters in order for it to bring him closer to Kedusha, it causes a nearing of the lights. This means that this learning will cause him to thereby be rewarded with aiming all his actions in order to bestow. This is called work in the manner of preparation, where he prepares himself to be worthy of entering the king's palace and to adhere to him.
When a person comes to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, he doesn't know exactly what's happening, where did he come to. He thinks he came in order to know, to learn. As it's written, how many angels in the heavens, what are their names? He doesn't know what's awaiting him. Also in general, what it's talking about. Yes, he wants to know about his life. He's curious to know about the upper world, the next world. Who's managing him? How can he manage himself, his life? But nevertheless, he has no grasp. There can be no correct grasp of spirituality in him. It's like a child who lives in our world, well, just like us, but let's say he's a three-year-old child. What does he understand? He doesn't understand how the world is revolving, how everything is activated, and what are the true reasons for things. He lives because he moves around between the grown-ups who arrange the world around him, and as much as possible, he grasps this world for himself. And that's how he depicts him. We also remember it from our childhood. And man, with man, it's the same thing. When he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are different hopes of what to know, what to reach, what to understand, this to master and control. But after a few years, when it comes to the understanding of what is it truly the matter of above reason, meaning how do I come to see, meaning to feel with my inner eyesight the world, the true world, the world of truth. It's not about dying in order to feel the world of truth, as many think. Then he begins to see himself differently. He divides the world differently, not the way it was before. And he begins to see how he's preparing himself to move from the perception of reality in his senses to the perception of reality through the senses of bestowal, the exalted senses, to see the world like the Creator, meaning to feel himself, whether or not he is drawn to come closer to the Creator, to resemble him, to feel things like him or not. And then he always checks himself according to his attitude to the Creator. He falls from this feeling, he feels only this world, and then he returns to the demand to feel the Creator and all of reality the way the Creator feels it, in the qualities of bestowal. And so every time qualities of reception, quality of bestowal, quality of reception, quality of bestowal, and in this way, left, right, he begins to climb the ladder of degrees with two legs, not just jumping from degree to another on one foot, but rather first left on a higher degree, then it brings the right leg up, then to the same degree, then left to a higher degree, then he adds the right to it. And that's how he climbs. Each time he changes his perception, the measure of his adhesion, the Creator, and that's how he advances. For the time being, I don't see any questions. Not on what you just read, not what I just said. Only Hebrew 10. Let's start.
Morning, Rav. What's the preparation for the lesson supposed to awaken in the person?
The preparation, you mean what we're doing before the lesson?
Yes. Both that and a person's individual preparation, so that it's not about intellect, but about our true work.
Yeah, all these are in order to raise the level of emotion in us. We come to the lesson. It depends where a person is around the planet. It's possible he just woke up like you, and for him it's the beginning of the day, and he's still asleep. So he needs to awaken his senses and recuperate, in short. There are those who come after a long day at work. So like in the United States. And that's something else. There are those for whom it's right in the middle, between the two. So it's important we all have some form of preparation for the lesson. Typically it's something emotional that has to bring a person to be impressed by what he came to, what is he working with, where he's either disconnected from reality or from the work and all these confusions, his corporeal life, he needs to revive himself from those. Meaning he has to bring himself to the correct attitude to the study. That's a must.
Would you recommend us to add something to our current preparation?
No, you need to find out by yourselves. No, we don't. With Rabash, we barely made any preparation. We would come, sit down, and start to read the articles of Rabash, the ones he wrote. And that's it.
Can I ask what you would do before the lesson?
I would read Shamati. Rabash gave me the booklet of Shamati personally, and I would get up around 1 a.m. and read the articles of Shamati.
Rav, can I continue with another question?
Yes.
What is that point in a person where the study suddenly shifts from intellect to emotion? What changes?
Well, they do it to him from above, of course. There's nothing that we can do by ourselves. Even when it seems that we're doing it, it's not us. Whether this is how the Creator is doing it to us. A little bit in the emotion, a little bit in the intellect, or in some forms mixed, in some ratio between the two. But that's how we advance in the sefirot of our soul. There are those who belong to Chokhmah. There are those who belong to Chassadim more. And then the difference between those who give us a certain impression from the world they're in, from the state they're in. You can't live only in the emotion because you would never know where you are, what's happening to you. And you can live solely in your intellect because then you don't know how to measure things. Our vessels of the will to receive, on the one hand. The desire that receives has a feeling from it. What does he receive? And the intellect of how much he receives and in what way is he integrated. Hence, that's how we operate. Okay? Let's go to Kiev.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот я записал, вы сказали,
Hello, dear Rav. You said that we need to observe like the Creator. How can I look at life like the Creator and feel like the Creator?
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. I'll think about it. Maybe I'll find the words.
New York free.
New York three.
Hi, Rob. Yes, the question is, this process that you explained of quality of reception to the quality of bestowal, this left-right, how does this process appear in the Ten, in our work in the Ten?
We simply need to feel what kind of questions do we have and to scrutinize them between us. Between us, I'm talking about a lot of things together. Ten that gathers needs to speak about anything and everything, even to a small extent, to touch it. This gives this sense of integration between the various members of the Ten. Moscow 7.
Rabash writes in the middle of the article that we can learn the upper matters of the wisdom of Kabbalah only as a unique remedy that can bring the person the desire and yearning to adhere to the Creator. So it turns out that our whole work is just the remedy. And then basically we need to disconnect our minds and then everything will just happen by itself.
In a sense, it's true. We barely need our intellect in order to attain the Creator. We don't need your intellect. That's why it says, it's not the wise who learns. We don't need anything. We don't need to remember anything. On the contrary, the more we remember, the more it might hinder us. Because it seemingly stops us. We constantly, each time, need to taste new things. So all those memories we have, what did we learn, what did we do, all those things, they're not on point. We don't need them. We gradually see. So, just like you want to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, preface, study of Ten Sefirot, you don't learn about it in the intellect. You study it and you expect to have something in your emotion. How can I come closer to feeling the Creator, to feel the friends, to start to love them from love of the created beings to love of the Creator? It's a purely emotional matter, not intellectual. And one who cares about the intellect, how much to remember, it's completely not the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's the incorrect attitude towards it. That's why we have no reason to make any calculation with how much each one is knows, remembers. Kabbalists never worried about remembering. On the contrary, it says they would pray to forget what they learned in order to renew their impression. from the attitude to the upper light. This attitude is totally different than what we have in our world towards science and wisdom in general. And it's very important. Because there are those who need to write everything. Don't write, actually. We didn't have writing back in the day. I would sit as a student next to the Rabash and write, but he wasn't so... He wouldn't relate to it. I mean, he related to the fact that I wanted to do it. And for me, for the time being, it was a way of connecting through the writing, by recording what he's saying on the tape. But in truth, there's no need for that. Therefore, there are people like that. And I wrote many, I filled many notebooks, studied Ten Sefirot, what he was saying, various editions, this way and that way. But in truth, there's no need for that. There's a need not for Chokhmah itself. Everyone can study that. But rather the attainment. That's the matter. That's at the heart of the matter, yes?
No. Да, получается, что три вещи, да, необходимо.
So it turns out that we need three things in order for the remedy to work on us. Patience, consistency, and this third thing, you said desires. We have to have a strong desire for the light to work.
Sensitivity for connection. Santiago.
Santiago.
Amado Rab, este proceso de izquierda a derecha es un proceso interno o es un proceso que uno vive con...
This process from left to right, is it an internal process or something that happens between the 10 and everyone's reality in this world?
A person needs to attain his integration in the general kli called the soul of Adam HaRishon that the Creator created. It's kalelut, integration. Where is his place in it? Where does he participate with everyone? Where does he feel that love, that in the connection with others he discovers the Creator? That's what a person needs to discover. That's it. And then gradually it needs to come close to that. Sometimes in the intellect, when there's no intellect, there's emotion. There's no emotion, there's an intellect. And in this way, he's marching on 2 feet. Florida?
Yes, Rev. Yes. So, if I'm not learning with my intellect, I'm trying to feel the light from the Creator, how the Creator is interacting with me all the time. Is this all I'm doing? Is this how I'm learning? Is this
Lomdim alidei ze shekol hazman mishtokikim litchaber?
We learn by constantly yearning to connect tighter and tighter with the friends. We try to extract additional feelings, and in them we try to locate the Creator.
Tbilisi.
That's how it is. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Раб. Когда мы входим выше знания, мы отключаем.
Hello, Rav. When we enter the state of above reason, we disconnect the reason, but then we are thrown out of it, and then we need to scrutinize we need to look at everything anew, right?
You're right, you have to check it, but not pick into it too much, but as quickly as possible to enter a new feeling, a new degree of annulment. Everything starts from annulment. Where I annul myself towards the Creator, and whatever I receive right now, I receive from Him. He controls all my feelings and my intellect. So how do I accept this fact? And how does it begin to rule over me? The fact that the Creator is controlling me, is managing my intellect and my emotion. This is the beginning of a new degree. Ita 2.
Buongiorno Rav. Proprio in base a quello che stai dicendo, possiamo dire quindi che mentre noi...
Good morning, Rav. Following what you're saying, can we say that when we build the Creator through our actions of bestowal, and then the Creator builds the human within us, meaning the thoughts and desires that He sends to us every moment of the day?
Yes. Yes? Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Questo segula, che cos'è? La luce stessa, le sensazioni?
Hello Rav. What is this remedy? Is it the light itself, the feelings, or the desires to yearning to bring contentment to the Creator?
Segula ze amaor machzir lemutav. Segula
is the reforming light that is working on us, and it begins to arrange our correct attitude towards the Creator through the group, through all those things. So the segula is the upper light in itself, if I understood you correctly. Holland?
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean in our work that he must believe that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator? Can you explain this, please, Rav?
La'amin.
To believe.
Masig.
To believe means to attain with the force of bestowal. That the Torah is the light of Chokhmah clothed in the light of Chassidim. The light of Chokhmah comes from above. This means that the Creator has created the world in the Torah, but the lower one, in order to attain it, has to activate the light of Chassidim, called reflected light, the clothing for the light of Chokhmah. And then in this way, he comes to, discovering the Torah. He sees that those lights that come to him, they clothe in the work of the lower one, and the work in the light of Chassidim, when he's willing to receive the light of Chokhmah from you. This is the meaning of the Torah clothing in a person.
Доброе утро, Раф. У меня такой вопрос. Мы учим, что человек должен отменить свой разум и принять разум Высшего. Могли бы вы пояснить, что такое принять разум?
Morning, Rav. We learned that a person needs to nullify his reason and accept the reason of the Upper One. Can you explain what it means to accept the reason of the Upper One? And if we can ask another question afterwards.
Didn't understand what you added.
There's another question of a friend in the 10.
I repeat the first question.
We learn that a person needs to cancel his reason to accept the reason of the Upper One. Can you explain what it means?
To accept the desire of the Upper One? means, as it's written, make your desire like his desire. Meaning, although I have all the desires of my own, I aim myself to realize, to actualize the desire of the Upper One, of the Creator. He wants me to be in a certain state. First of all, the state I need to be in has to be one where I'm 100% satisfied, content that I am in the current state. Because all of my desires, all of my thoughts, they all come to me from the Creator. So I have to arrange them in such a way that I'll be in adhesion to Him. Adhere to Him, meaning that whatever I have right now, I accept since I received it from the good who does good, and there's nothing besides Him, and it cannot be better than that. This means that I already enter into contact with the Creator. I brought myself in, I calibrated myself, I changed myself to such an extent that we are in this state, Him and me, whatever I receive from the Creator. And if it comes from the Creator, it's the best thing. And more than that, I want to adhere at this moment to eternity. If I wish to calibrate myself in this way, I will already begin to feel the true point in adhesion. And then I begin to develop that thing further. So nothing really changes in reality except for my perception. Everything depends on how to calibrate my kli, and then I see this world, the next world, the upside down world, the straight world. It all depends on how I calibrated myself. It's all in me. And?
Rav, if you can, you said that you used to write a lot after the words of Rabash, but I never heard his explanations to the writings of Baal HaSulam, Pticha, Tess. He probably said a lot of interesting things about that, no?
Rabash barely gave any explanation and interpretation when we were reading the writings of Baal HaSulam next to him. He barely gave anything. Here and there he would talk about it, but you've already received all of that many times. He wouldn't write, he wouldn't add anything in writing to what Baal HaSulam wrote. And he barely added anything orally, except a few words here and there. But it's only in order to give the right attitude for understanding Baal HaSulam, not more. You know that already. You do. You can always say, no, there's more, for sure, where is it? There's nothing. I'm not hiding anything from you. Nothing. You just open your heart to the friends and to the Creator and you'll attain everything.
Latin 6.
En nuestro trabajo dentro de la escena, por una parte siempre queremos despertar el deseo por la espiritualidad.
In the 10, on the one hand, we always need to awaken the desire for spirituality on a new level. On the other hand, to judge. What is the balance between judging the friends and actions I need to do to inspire them?
Look, that's permanent work in the group.
We always revolve around that. I need to connect the friends, unite them, and in my eyes they appear sometimes as connected and sometimes as not. And I need to see them typically that they're not connected. There's a room for me to connect them even more, to somehow assemble them, concentrate them more. Look at how the others are working in the group, and you'll see that you're missing to do the same. And to the extent you're working on that, you can say that accordingly I see my advancement. The more active you are in the group, internally, inside your heart, not just by your brute force, but according to your heart, you can measure how you advance. Latin 7.
Gracias. Mi pregunta es, aparte de la plegaria, ¿qué otra cosa nos recomienda?
Thank you. My question is, except for prayer, is there something else you'd recommend us to do to always remember the goal of our work?
There are many actions we can do, but ultimately, they all need to come to the prayer, the plea to the Creator. Because without that, you cannot receive anything, any force from Him to change you. Moscow 1.
Рафа, подскажите, вы сказали, что не обязательно записывать, не умный учится, а с другой стороны...
Рав, you said that the... It's not the wise one who learns. On the other hand, you said that we should write because it gets into you better. So should we write or not?
I would recommend to write. Because later you can repeat it, at least the same day. Talk about it with your friends during the gathering of friends. You probably have meetings with your 10 daily. So you should have what to talk about. That's why I think it's worthwhile, but in truth, as much as I have all these lists from back then, I don't look at them anymore. It all passed already. It entered the Kli, and there's no need for it any further.
Будьте здоровы, Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот на одном из вечерних собраний группы, да?
Rob, in one of the gatherings of the group, when almost the whole group gathered in Chelyabinsk, we decided to not call the friends in the morning so the friends awaken themselves and be responsible. And then part of the group gradually disappeared from the lesson. If you can advise us, maybe it's better to renew the support of the friends because only half the group is in the morning lesson.
You have to ensure that the whole group is in the lessons and constantly add new friends to this group. And the fact that you're leaving and you don't think that even though everyone will get up by themselves, nevertheless, the connection you're creating with one another obligates and strengthens and connects you. I would not stop it.
Beersheva.
Beersheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. My question is, Rav, about what you said regarding the calibration. I would like to focus on it. We do many tasks, and that's the mind. And about the calibration...
I'm not hearing a question, Morris. Can you do without all the introductions, just a question?
Yes. The Kabbalist who hears an article of Rabash or a prayer, does he feel what is written in the prayer by earlier Kabbalists? Is that his calibration towards attainment? Is that attainment?
It's not attainment. Attainment is an inner feeling of the essence of the action of the Creator towards you. This is called attainment. Jerusalem.
Shalom, חברים. מה זה קירוב המאורות שכתוב פה במאמר?
Hello, friends. What is the nearing of the lights that is written about here?
The nearing of the lights means that a person begins to understand, to orient himself in how the Creator is managing him. Niv.
Yes, we'll move to excerpt 14. This is from Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot. The majority of authors of books of Kabbalah intended their books only to such readers who have already attained a disclosure of the face and all the sublime attainments. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they're learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Again, excerpt 14, this is from Bala Sulam's Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot. The majority of authors of books of Kabbalah intended their books only to such readers who have already attained a disclosure of the face and all the sublime attainments. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it, which should be publicized. There is a wonderful and valuable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they're learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they're learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls.
Clear, yeah? By studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, even when we don't understand what we're learning, but we wish to understand, we want to bring closer. To understand means to know. To know means to connect. It's not just to know like in university. So by wanting to come closer to them, by that we bring them closer and they shine on us even more. They begin to influence us more. Then we change to such an extent that these lights enter into our corrected desires. And there's a connection of the light with the Kli, and it gives us the feeling of the upper reality.
PD5. I heard you say a few minutes ago that if we only open our hearts to the friends of the Creator, we'll attain everything.
Of course, what is it new?
No, but what does it mean to open the heart to the friends and to the Creator? Because it appears that we're opening our hearts in all directions and in all ways. What does it mean then? We're probably not doing something right.
Yes, it's not enough, certainly.
I want to say
I want the friends to be felt in my heart as if my heart does not exist, but only the friends exist. That's how they should fill my heart. Other than them, there will be no other room in my heart. And the way I relate to the world, it's only to them. I have no more feeling than how I can perceive them. I don't need the feeling. I also don't need the intellect more than what is needed in order to embrace them, to connect them, to bring them into me. This is the meaning of connecting with them.
So this means to fill my heart with the friends? That's the meaning of opening your heart?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, no more questions. Continue, Niv.
Excerpt 15. This is from Baal HaSulam's introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, letter 155. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. This means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception. Then these lights will clothe the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet, the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving his wholeness.
I'm read it again.
Excerpt 15, Baal HaSulam's introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, letter 155. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. This means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception. And then these lights will clothe the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet, the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him closer, much closer to achieving his wholeness.
That's why we need to try and take advantage of each and every moment we have in order to read, to learn, to hear something, to talk amongst us about our path, about the special things we have, the means at our disposal to reach our success, meaning to build such vessels. And the Creator could reveal Himself there in order to delight, in order to delight Him. This is our work, and each and every moment, each and every penny adds to a great sum. Give.
Да, дорогой Раф, мы вчера впервые за три месяца последние встретились физически с товарищами в десятке.
Yes, dear Rav, yesterday for the first time in the last three months we met physically with the friends in the ten, and I felt exactly what Rabash writes, that after all the physical actions that we were doing, there are some new vessels that are missing. It's something we didn't have in the past before the quarantine. There is this feeling of a whole new degree. The question is, what vessels are we missing now so that behind all our actions we actually find the Creator between us?
In the physical meeting, you realize that you need to have a more internal meeting, because maybe in the physical meeting you had some conscious and unconscious, let's say, hopes it will create something, it will bring something, something will come out of it. And then you saw that. What did you see from the screen? You saw later that the person is sitting next to you. Maybe it was even more comfortable for you to speak to him through the screen, as if the physical impression was disturbing you, and instead you were able to reveal more internal things. And the physical picture would not blur everything out, kind of close your horizon. So I understand that after the physical meeting, when you came back to the regular meeting, compared to how you are today, each one behind your computer, you're a little confused. What to do here, how to do there, where is better? The thing is not here nor there. It's not good behind the computer, it's not good physically, in person. You have to be in one desire, in one soul. That's what we need to yearn for. Now the question is, what can bring us closer to be as one man in one heart? The fact that we're sitting at home, or when we're together in one room? I don't know. I think that when each one is physically in his place, it gives him the ability to be more concentrated internally. He's not looking every which way, looking at those bodies. This one is doing this, this one doing that. Why this, why that? There's a more inner form of connection, and it comes out through the virtual connection. Although it's good to be this way and that way sometimes to understand, we have to get deeper into it, not virtually and not physically, but spiritually. Feel everyone in one desire. Okay?
Rehovot.
Rehovot?
Rehovot.
Good week, dear Rav. It is said in the excerpt that there are the vessels and that one, and the lights and vessels that are related to his soul. So what relationship do we have with this here? How do we know if we're related to it or not?
We don't. You're right. How do I know which lights, which vessels belong to my soul? I didn't discover the vessel of my soul. Maybe I'm in the process of revealing it, but it's not what's going on. So I have no choice. I simply move forward. And of course, by that, I bring the lights and the vessels that belong to my soul. How? By connecting to others. Because my vessels are not in me, they are in the others. from the outset, I'm only a point. By connecting to everyone, I acquire my vessel. I collect my connection with everyone. Chaver.
No, Chaver.
Boker tov, Rav.
Rav, I wanted to know what exactly are the surrounding lights and where are they at all, these surrounding lights?
Surrounding lights are present around the Patsuf. If there's a Patsuf, Tektusha, a holy Patsuf, meaning a will to receive with a restriction, with a screen, with a reflected light, I can receive inside the reflected light that wants to bestow to the Creator some of the direct light in Him. That's direct influence to the Creator by receiving it inside. But everything else that he rejects and cannot receive because he cannot hold it in order to bestow. Whatever he cannot receive in order to bestow, although he wants to receive it badly, but he can't. This stays on his outside, and this is called surrounding light.
It then goes back?
Yeah, later, more and more of that surrounding light he receives and until he's completely filled.
Thank you, Rav.
Volodya Moldova.
Доброе утро, дорогой Раф. Вот когда я в течение дня слушаю урок, запись урока.
Good morning, dear Rav. When I hear the recording of the lesson or read sources during the day, can I somehow incorporate my friends in the tent into it so that I'm not there on my own, so that it happens in a group?
When I hear the lesson, I'm holding my entire tent inside of me. As if all of us are hearing the lesson together, all of us are feeling together, all of us are doing everything together, although they don't know anything about it, but that's how I do. And I think that each one of them is doing the same. At that moment, I'm a representative of the ten, and through me, I hope that the Creator's influence is coming to the entire ten. To all my friends. And each and every friend also can do the same while receiving the abundance in the lesson. As much as possible to absorb and to pass to the friends. And in this way, each one is helping everyone, and everyone is included in everyone else, and that's how we advance. Belarus.
Rav, please tell us, what does it mean that the surrounding lights await the person until he purifies vessels of reception? How do you say it in the language of this world?
If I came to a point where I have a group, and we connect,
and
I perform an action of rejecting the upper light in order to receive it later, in order to bestow, then a part of it is received as inner light, a part is not received and remains as surrounding light, and then all these surrounding lights are pressuring me to continue to receive it as inner light. Then I perform other actions with my friends, and the connection between us, that ever-growing connection, we are adding an inner vessel, and we can receive another portion of the surrounding light as inner light, and that's how we advance.
We'll read excerpt 16. This is from Rabash, from the article Lend Ear, O Heaven. If a person is rewarded and is given a thought of engaging in the secrets of Torah, although he does not understand a single word that is written there, it is still a great privilege that now he is adhered to the study of the internality of the Torah. In other words, he believes that they speak only about godliness, and he has room to delve in his thought. Since everything I'm learning is of the holy names, so I must be very fortunate. Therefore, all I need to do is thank and praise the Creator. Again, item 16. If a person is rewarded and is given a thought of engaging in the secrets of Torah, although he does not understand a single word that is written there, it is still a great privilege that now he is adhered to the study of the internality of the Torah. In other words, he believes that they speak only about godliness, and he has room to delve in his thought. Since everything I'm learning is of the holy names, so I must be very fortunate. Therefore, all I need to do is thank and praise the Creator.
I see that there are no more questions. We covered this topic well. Let's sing and go to the next part. Faith above reason, yeah? Or introduction to the Book of Zohar. Maybe introduction to the Book of Zohar.
So we'll sing a song.
Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him the prayer of any promise below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him the prayer of many from us below. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him